The Lagos State Commissioner for Youth and Social Development, Mr. Mobolaji Ogunlende, has declared the ministry's willingness to collaborate with public-spirited individuals and organizations that support vulnerable citizens. The commissioner made this known at a ceremony recently held in Alausa by the ministry to formalize the scholarship agreement between Michael Abiomi's family and GD Real Estate Investment Limited. He said, "The state government cannot do it alone. We are always ready to partner with any individual or group that can assist us in alleviating the burden on our citizens. We appreciate GD Real Estate Investment Limited for this noble gesture and encourage others to follow suit." Similarly, the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry, Farm, Mrs. Toyinoki Osanintolu, expressed deep concern over the abuse, stating, "We were deeply disturbed by the physical abuse of Michael Abiomi. To ensure it was not ignored, we immediately took appropriate action to secure justice and provide the necessary medical care for the child. We are pleased today that the situation has turned into a positive outcome." Mr. Ireland Ejioye, co-founder of GD Real Estate Investment Limited, explained that the company was made aware of the incident through reports. Recognizing that such abuse could happen to any child, the company decided to intervene by sponsoring Abiomi's education from primary through university level. Additionally, GD Real Estate Investment Limited has provided a two-bedroom flat for Mrs. Nike Okunlaya, Abiomi's mother, who is a widow. Meanwhile, the 45-year Mrs. Stella Wadabo, who was apprehended by the Family Support Unit, FSU, of Ikorodu Police Division and the Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Agency, DSVA, has been remanded by the Ogba Chief Magistrate Court at the Kirikiri Correctional Facility until February 18 with a bail option in the sum of $200,000, and two sureties. Recall the viral video of a 3-year-old Abiomi Michael, a pupil at Christ Maitots School in the Isawo area of Ikorodu, who was physically abused by his teacher, Mrs. Stella Wadabo, because Abiomi was unable to quickly grasp what she was teaching him. The distressing incident, which went viral on social media last Wednesday, garnered widespread attention and prompted a swift response by the State Commissioner for Youth and Social Development, Mr. Mobolaji Ogunlende, who condemned the abuse and reiterated the present administration's commitment to the safety and well-being of children in educational institutions across the state. The reported incident led to GD Real Estate Investment Limited extending a generous full scholarship offer from primary through university level to Master Abiomi Michael.